And President, 911 calls are a lifeline for those in danger and essential for our public safety personnel to respond quickly to emergencies. Public safety communications are a priority for Senator Inouye and myself as we work together on the Commerce Committee. In 1967, the President's Commission on Law Enforcement and Administration of Justice recommended that a single number be established to report emergency situations. AT&T established 911 as the emergency code throughout the United States. I've come to the Senate today to speak about one of my constituents, a four-year-old named Tony Sharp. He's a preschooler in North Pole, Alaska. When his mother collapsed and lost consciousness during a gallbladder attack, Tony knew to call 911 because his grandmother had sent him a children's book called It's Time to Call 911, What to Do in an Emergency. Tony called 911, and his mother received emergency medical help. Tony proves that proper education about 911 can help save lives. As a matter of fact, Tony, again, on another emergency his mother had, again called 911 when they lived at another location, and once again, he had the privilege of helping his mother. This week, I had the honor of presenting the E911 Institute Citizen in Action Award to Tony. He sets a fine example for young people throughout our country, and Alaskans are very proud of him. Heroic actions such as Tony's led to Senator Clinton and I to introduce Senate Resolution 468. It designates April 2008 as the National 911 Education Month to recognize the need for education about 911 and make people aware of how the system works with new technologies. Ensuring that 911 is compatible with new communication technologies is crucial to the safety and security of all Americans. The E911 Congressional Caucus has worked to pass legislation to improve E911 service. Last week, the Senate approved Senate Bill 428, the IP-enabled Voice Communications and Public Safety Act. This act will require communication services to provide customers with 911 access and establish a framework for IP-enabled voice service providers to coordinate with public safety entities. It also ensures that the next generation 911 systems reach rural America and are available to Americans with disability. The Commerce Committee worked on this bill for several. I look forward to working with the House to send this bill to the President as soon as possible. We want to continue to ensure that our 911 system keeps up with changing communications technology and that Americans of all ages know help is only a phone call away. I do thank you, Madam President, for that privilege of making that statement.